Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
So if you've got kids using that The Juice app, you're probably wondering what kind of sports stories they've been into this year.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking back at some of the biggest moments from 2024 in sports, and maybe more importantly, how you can use those moments to spark some interesting conversations.
What can these stories teach us about things like teamwork and resilience, or even just the global impact of sports?
Okay, so let's start with the Dodgers winning the World Series.
Yeah.
Now, they weren't just good. They pulled off a historic comeback in that final game against the Yankees.
Right.
Overcoming a 5-run deficit.
Wild.
Which no team has ever done before in a World Series.
Yeah, it's fascinating because their success was really a combination of factors, not just talent.
Right.
I mean, they invested heavily, brought in some serious star power.
Big spenders.
Yeah, it paid off, clearly. But it also took immense mental fortitude for them to come back from that deficit, especially in a final game with all that pressure.
Yeah, Freddie Freeman was such a key part of that comeback.
Yeah, absolutely.
He actually set a new MLB record for home runs in the first 4 games.
Yeah.
And was named the series MVP.
Well deserved.
His performance really does highlight the importance of individual contributions to team success.
No question about it. It's a perfect example of how individual talent can inspire and really elevate an entire team. You know, maybe ask the kids, what do you think helps athletes like Freddie Freeman stay motivated even when they're facing really tough challenges?
Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit to a sport that might be less familiar to some of you out there.
Sure.
India won the T20 World Cup in cricket this year.
Huge.
And it was a massive deal over there with viewership that actually dwarfed even the Super Bowl.
Which is incredible when you think about it.
It is, yeah. It really highlights the global reach of sports and how something like cricket can capture the hearts of millions and millions of people around the world.
Absolutely.
Could be interesting to explore that with the kids. You know, why do you think some sports are more popular in certain parts of the world? It's a good way to kind of introduce them to different cultures and different perspectives. For those who don't know much about cricket, it can seem kind of complicated.
Yeah.
But it's been described as like a combination of baseball and chess.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's definitely a lot of strategy and skill involved.
Oh, absolutely.
You could actually use that comparison to explain the basics to your kids. You know, two teams are trying to score the most runs, but there's a mix of, you know, explosive action and strategic thinking. It's a sport that demands both like physical and mental agility.
For sure.
India's victory was a source of immense national pride.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think really shows how sports can be more than just entertainment. It can become a symbol of national unity and achievement.
Definitely. It's a reminder that sports can go beyond borders and cultures and bring people together, like the Olympics. You know, that's another great example of how sports can foster that sense of global community.
Speaking of the U.S., let's bring it back here with the Super Bowl.
Okay.
The Kansas City Chiefs emerged victorious.
Another one for them.
But this year's Super Bowl was about more than just the game itself. Las Vegas hosted the event.
In Vegas?
Yeah, they transformed themselves from this gambling haven to a stage for this massive sporting and cultural event.
Wow, the NFL really went all in on the spectacle this year. Celebrity commercials, a dazzling halftime show, even those alternative broadcasts designed for younger viewers. Makes you wonder, you know, how does an event like the Super Bowl impact a city's image? Think about how Vegas has changed over the years.
Yeah, they even had a SpongeBob SquarePants-themed broadcast.
Right.
Ah, yeah. The NFL is definitely trying to appeal to a wider audience.
I guess so.
Making it, you know, accessible and entertaining for everyone.
Well, speaking of reaching a wider audience, we can't forget about the growing popularity of women's sports. Yeah, the WNBA had a record year in terms of viewership and attendance.
Really?
Which is partly due to the incredible talent and, you know, exciting gameplay we're seeing.
Right.
Aja Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces actually made history this year.
Wow.
Becoming the first WNBA player to score over 1,000 points in a single season.
That's incredible.
It is. And then you've got Caitlin Clark, the Indiana Fever's rookie sensation.
She's everywhere.
Shattered the single season assist record.
Wow.
These individual achievements really helped bring more attention to the league.
For sure.
And they're inspiring a lot of young players.
Makes you think about the impact of these individual awards on team dynamics, though, right?
Yeah.
Do they inspire other players, or does it create a different kind of pressure?
Right.
It's an interesting thing to talk about with kids when you're talking about, you know, teamwork and individual achievement.
Sure.
Now, the Olympics are always a highlight, and this year, the U.S. tied with China for the gold medal lead in Paris.
Yeah, some really intense moments, like that women's basketball final.
Oh my gosh.
Where France almost upset the U.S.
I know, I was on the edge of my seat.
Came down to the very last second.
Crazy.
Really shows you the intensity and the just unpredictable nature of these events.
That's for sure.
And Aja Wilson, who we just mentioned.
Yeah.
For her amazing WNBA season.
Right.
She also led the U.S. Olympic team to victory.
She's amazing.
She is a force on and off the court.
You know, the Olympics are just such a great opportunity to talk to kids about setting goals, overcoming obstacles, and the dedication it takes to compete at that level. You know,
oh, yeah.
These athletes dedicate years of their lives to their sport, and their stories are just so inspiring.
Absolutely. Speaking of inspiring stories, the U.S. also had some impressive wins in track and field.
Yeah.
Both the men's and women's 4x400-meter relay teams brought home gold.
Those relay races are always so exciting to watch.
I know, the teamwork, the precision.
And in women's soccer, the U.S. secured another gold medal victory.
Nice.
With Mallory Swanson scoring that winning goal against Brazil.
What a game.
It was such a tense match, and her performance under pressure was just remarkable.
Yeah, these are just a few of the stories that your kids might have come across on The Juice this year.
Right. So as we wrap up our look back at the year in sports, we encourage you to really dive deeper into these stories with your kids.
Yeah, don't just ask, did you win?
Right.
Ask, what did you learn, or what surprised you?
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of sports as seen through The Juice.
Yeah.
We hope it gives you some food for thought and some new ways to connect with the young sports fans in your life.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.